Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. ECN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
With you, I am absolutely honored to introduce to you your guest speaker, who is a pioneer. Let me just say this, and I'm not kidding. In the pantheon of radio greats, from Rush to Stern, people, name it, and our forebears, Alex Jones will be there because what he's doing is redefining it. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones.
As everybody knows, but I've definitely got to get him on the radio now. That was awesome. And he did steal a lot of my thunder because he's just recognizing reality. First off, I want to thank everybody for inviting me and the folks that run Talkers. I want to thank Ted Anderson for the last 14 years backing me up with my radio show as it's grown. And it's great to be here in New York, and I'm glad I flew in after it cooled down a bit because, you know, it's cold down there in Texas. We can't handle the heat. I think that Lionel really encapsulated at the end of his speech where I'm going to begin, and that is there is a great transformation happening. I mean, everybody knows that. And I've been invited here because folks in talk radio realize that there's a storm going on. Well, actually, that's just the front edge. The real storm is coming, and the landscape of the future is being formed right now. And again, all of that is a basic truth that you know. What's happening is the social engineers, Edward Bernays and others, got a jump on it and realized it, and the Department of War realized it, and they all wrote books, and they said we're going to basically standardize humanity in the same way that Henry Ford was designing the assembly line, okay? And so what's happened because of the Internet that DARPA and the NSA set up, they openly said in the 60s, this will control everything, we'll track everything in reality, it'll be a total panopticon of surveillance and control, so that we can carry out our engineering. And this is all public. And they said, we'll keep people in this tiny reality while the technocracy develops a separate breakaway civilization. And they call that the New World Order banking cartel. But what's actually happening through that system and through the claim of national security, a whole nother world of technology, black ops, systems has been developed, and the whole ruse of terrorism is the pretext to put the clamp down on the population and then also begin to basically come out in the open with the system where you have the trusted travelers, the normal travelers, and the untrusted travelers, and no one knows how you get on those magical lists. It's a new class system, and why do I raise that point? And then I'll get into new media and ideas that I can impart to you if you think they have any value. And it's this. What's happened is they plan to use the worldwide wiretap, the web, as a control grid. But it did blow back. There were individuals that recognized what was happening and desperately used that system in a way that the establishment thought we wouldn't. They overestimated with their hubris and their arrogance because these technocrats literally have serious delusions of grandeur. And because that's happened now, the population has awakened. Now, they haven't awakened to the full spectrum of what's happening, but they've awakened that there's more going on in the world than the top three or four stories every day. And they've awakened to that major changes are happening. And in their gut, they're searching. And in that searching and getting outside the box, to use the cliche, and then getting outside of that box and that box, and
you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
MSNBC is reporting that the FBI all over the United States last night and today seized entire telecom server farm systems at major companies, and some of the biggest sites in the nation are down because the FBI claimed they were going after one website that was supposedly violating copyright. And I see these articles now, first every month and every week, now every day, and the media says, why are they so ham-fisted? Why is, you know, I mean, even mainstream corporate media says, well, why are they doing this? Why are they doing it, in many cases, without even court orders? Well, why is the TSA calling state reps from Texas over and grabbing their genitals and crushing them and then saying, this is to punish you? Because it's called tyranny. They're out of control. They want to set precedents, do whatever they want, whenever they want. I mean, I talk about this all the time. Does anyone believe that 98% of people who are convicted, 98% of those now, it was 96 a few years ago, it's now 98, soon it'll be 100. Soon it will be 100 on this trend within just, I guess, next year if you follow the graph. 100% of people will be convicted. If the feds charge you 100% of the time, you are guilty. Does anyone believe that, that 98% currently are guilty? Absolutely not. And we constantly see examples at the state and federal level of innocent people with government knowingly putting them in prison, putting them on death row. while releasing known criminals and letting Wachovia and Wells Fargo launder $376 billion in narcotics money, source on that Associated Press, Bloomberg. And he got in no trouble, paid a 0.3% fine on the billions. They paid a $100 million fine on it. But if the feds come after you, 98% of the time, you're going to prison because they have publicly kept juries that are total criminals and would send Jesus Christ to the gas chamber if they were told to do it. They would do it in a minute. They would send a two-year-old to the electric chair. They would do it because they're on power trips. They're paid off behind the scenes. They're kept juries. This country is tyranny run by a bunch of terrorists. And that's proof right there, 98% federal conviction rate. Absolute proof of just no justice by the federal government. You can still get justice in many cases at the state level, but the feds are coming in with standardization and federalization, and now all of that is ending. And I talk about this a lot. I get in here, and there's all the news, and a lot of times we cover most of it. Sometimes we don't cover really any of it because I'm watching the Pentagon, even though they haven't passed the bill, go ahead and officially announce they run the whole internet or building the alternative internet too that they've been building for a decade. And they admit DARPA's building it and running it. CBS News owns CNET News is reporting. And we've got them seizing websites everywhere for absolutely no reason. And we've got the new regulations going in where you can't sell gold over the counter, and new regulations going in where if you embed a video, even if you have the right to do it, 5 years in prison. And you know, top technology sites tell Congress, and Congress says, no, we know. This is about shutting down freedom. It's about selectively enforcing. And, I go back to 7 years ago, a copy of Road to Tyranny, as well as a Ron Paul speech, a speech called Neocon, was given to a state police officer in Lyon County, Kentucky, by Kelly Rushing, and the cop the next day pulled him over and arrested him and got on the cell phone and bragged to his wife, I've got the videotape, the VHS tape banded, and it was in the newspaper. Kelly Rushing, upstanding family, no criminal record, well known in the county, you know, for over 100 years, and I called the judge at home. I thought it was a joke even when it was in the paper. I called the judge, and the judge said, no, it's going to trial next week. Two counts of threatening police officer. They tried to put him in jail. Two counts, 3 years apiece, 6 years. And the jury found him not guilty. A federal jury, though, would have sent him to jail. And they got up on the stand and said, this videotape's anti-cop. We want him in jail. I mean, these are some warped, crazy people. Now, the jury found him not guilty. Under these new federalized juries, you'll go to jail for whatever they want. You know, there's the old saying, they can get a grand jury to indict a ham sandwich. If we don't admit just how out of control and just how criminal government is, then we have no hope, no hope, because it's all going to seed right now. It's all, it's kind of like if you have milk that you taste it and it tastes a little bit rotten, well, within an hour or two, it's going to be absolutely sour. And within a day, it's going to basically form into rotten cottage cheese. You're not going to be able to pour it out. It's going to be solid, you know, completely rotten. And we basically have gone from the milk tasting bad and the government telling you, no, you don't taste anything, to now it's absolutely sour and clotting up. And they're telling us, no, milk is solid. You're supposed to cut milk with a butter knife. Just spread that rotten milk on a piece of toast. And it's supposed to taste like sour grapes. And those of people out there that tell you that milk isn't supposed to stink and taste horrible, well, they're extremists. They're conspiracy theorists. Everybody knows that milk is supposed to be rotten. Everybody knows it's supposed to stink. All right, another parable, ladies and gentlemen. I track the news at night. I track the news in the morning. I track it during the afternoon. I track it on my globalist tracking slave device, iPhone, when I'm in red lights. And more, I understand there's two different camps of people. There's folks that are totally buying the illusion that will do whatever they're told, who've been conditioned to just go along to get along, and there's those of us that are awakening. That's the two groups in the general population. Then you've got two minority groups that come out of those groups. You got people that know the system's corrupt and evil and who like it and who are criminals and sociopaths and control freaks and mercenaries and psychopaths. It's a varying group, but they don't care. They like it. They love it. And you've got another minority within the group that's awakened who is active and openly trying to face these people down. And a lot of folks call us heroes or patriots. No, we're just common sense people that want to survive and don't want to be slaves and who understand that we don't have courage. It would take blind, mindless, stupid courage to, like, not care and just lay down and let them devalue the dollar and let them put toll roads on all the major existing roads and let the social engineers come in and break up the family and literally turn us into conditioned, biological, programmed androids, for lack of a better term. I mean, this is the end of humanity. This is the greatest tyranny, the final revolution, as the establishment calls their scientific dictatorship. An absolute revolution against the human species itself, a global government designed to destroy resources, shut down development, as a means to render you absolutely prostrate, servile, broke leg, so they can run over the top of you. And the most painful thing about this is to realize and to come face to face with the fact that all of us are in this together. 99.9999% of the 7 billion people, it's right at 7 billion people now on the globe. If you want to get technical, the latest census actuaries, 6,900,000,000. 99.99%. I mean, you break it down. There's only a few thousand globalists in their own words. Head of the Kissinger Group, Rothkopf, wrote Superclass 4 years ago. You know, he says there's just 6,000 global technocrats and less than 20 families that own it all. And the Washington Post writes a big editorial about it, hailing world government and how blessed we are. They've got CNN host coming out, and I've got that report. We've got a CNN host coming out, Fareed Zarkaya, that's how I pronounce it. We've got him, and we've got that video clip coming up later where he is openly saying the Constitution is parochial. You know, that means a little country school for elementary school students, basically. Backwards, bad. And he goes on Charlie Rose to say, we got to get rid of it. Oh, yeah, get rid of it because we have this modern system of these bloodthirsty, ruthless, social Darwinistic people who think it's a positive thing to set up world government and then exterminate the general population. And so it's very important for folks to realize that whether you're a police officer or a teacher or a lawyer or a bureaucrat or a farmer or an auto mechanic or a writer, whatever you are, talk show host, weather person, meteorologist, somebody that does the traffic, whoever you are, nurse, doctor, whatever you are, whatever you do, your identity is as a human being alive on this planet. And you grew up from this planet. You are part of creation. You are part of the biosphere. You are part of the development of this planet. And you come from an illustrious history of an amazing species, the greatest, most intelligent, dynamic species on this planet that is able to produce incredible mathematics and literature and music and art and creativity. And we have a global elite that is always telling you how stupid you are and how bad you are and how you're hurting things and how you're a cancer and how you're disgusting and how you're pathetic. It's the opposite of enlightenment. It is the opposite of Renaissance. It is the opposite of anything good and wholesome. And and they openly force feed images of death and destruction and ugliness and tell you that's popular to switch off your life force, to switch off that window you've got in your mind's eye to the universe and to things great and mighty and beautiful. They want to make you have visions of stunted ugliness so that you will lay down and give up your birthright.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any three of their qualified packs and you'll receive the fourth absolutely free. Let's say you order three of their one-week responder kits. You'll get the fourth week free. That's a $75 savings on a one-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat three hearty, delicious meals. And this offer is good for any of their quick fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd to buy three and get one free. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's health care one American at a time.
Okay, I want to hit the big developments in Italy, the huge developments on the economy. Rolling Stone coming out with a headline, Climate of Denial. Can science and truth withstand the merchants of poison? You know, this idea that you're like Holocaust deniers if you point out that the sun is what mainly drives our climate, because the UN says it has nothing to do with our climate. Very bizarre statement, obviously ridiculous, but not really concerned about real environmental problems that this planet does have. They're just busy selling you that the new world order megabanks are going to track everything you do, tax everything you do, and control the entire carbon cycle. But I saw this report this morning, and I'm still busy researching it, but it is on mainstream British television, ITN. It's in a bunch of mainstream newspapers. It is also going on in Japan, and it is 2011, folks. And we have the headline, China Mirage City or Hologram Project Bluebeam video. And part of Project Bluebeam has been declassified that the Pentagon, going back more than 30 years, has worked on plans, and this has been in Popular Mechanics and other publications, to project 2,000-foot Buddhas or Jesus or Muhammad as a military tool to confuse people. Also, they can project, generally, though, they've got to have fog. It happens in foggy weather. That's why a lot of times in Mexico City, the flying saucers are seen by hundreds of thousands that look so real, but it's always when there's low-lying fog, because then they can project the giant holograms better. And the same thing has now happened in China. We're going to cover this more in the third hour today after Lindsey Williams leaves us. Complete total cities with cars driving, full lights out over the rivers. And it's just in front of everyone, and the government doesn't say what it is. I mean, complete buildings, trees. In fact, we're showing it on screen right now. That does not exist. And I've seen the reports, in fact, we'll dig some of those up, in Japan for years now. They have giant sold-out crowds with huge 30-foot holograms of computerized performers that don't exist. And I've talked to Hollywood folks that have been given the private tour of James Cameron's facilities. He's also working with George Lucas. In the future, you're going to have amphitheaters where you go to the movies and you put on glasses with one system but not glasses with the other, and that there are full films shot of holograms and full movies in hologram, and they're kind of rolling it out now with most movies now. And before, it was rare to have a 3D movie. Now, most movies are coming out with a 3D version. Well, they're just basically phasing it in. But Japan, South Korea have already gone there. China's already gone there. And you go watch a performance, a play with 30-foot holograms. Well, it's the same thing. They're going to build these giant amphitheaters all over the United States. You're going to go and watch giant hologram movies. So you'll go see something like, you know, Star Wars Episode 7. Not the prequels, not the originals, but, you know, after Revenge of the Jedi. This is all being planned and developed. And you will see the entire characters 10, 20, 30 feet tall, depending on what the scale is at the theater. And you're going to watch a giant full-color battle, and you're not going to have to wear glasses to do it. But the point is, we're not in Kansas anymore. This is Buck Rogersville. And most of the technology out there has been suppressed. We're conservatively, most government scientists have admitted, and it's been leaked, about 30 years behind. They had the B-2 bomber for more than 25 years before they rolled it out in the, they'd roll it out in like 1989. It's like that stealth helicopter that blew up on the supposed Bin Laden raid. You know, it looked like something out of, looked like something out of 2012, didn't it? Well, we're not 1975 anymore, folks. And so that's why the government's so arrogant. It's why they're on such power trips. They admit that they've got human version mouse pox, and this is in the news, that will kill 99% of those exposed. If you just type in Ebola vaccine, you'll see facilities in Austin and all over the country, quote, trying to splice it with the human cold to make it airborne. But then they say it's for vaccine research, but it's come out that these programs are not for vaccine research in BioShield. But that's the public cover. It is bioweapons. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you know, yesterday I just kind of flippantly said thousands of astronauts have died in the secret space program. I don't know how many have died. Insiders at NASA and a lot of even mainline reports about dead Russians on the moon, stuff like that. Chinese reportedly had a failed mission. Point is, you got the public version of everything. Okay, the space shuttle that they're just now retiring is a 1934 design. by Wernher von Braun, and that's on record. So, the shovel's 1930s. There's a lot more advanced stuff up there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When the collapse happens, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to open the phones up here in just a few minutes for the rest of the hour ahead of Lindsey Williams joining us. To break down the latest that his former oil company executive has told him about the globalist plans. Most of what his sources have told him have come true, but he's only got a few more months for their prediction made 8 months ago to come true that oil would go to $150 a barrel or above. Previously, they did predict that happening in 08, 6 months before it happened when oil was $40-something dollars a barrel, that it would go up to 150. It did exactly that. Then his sources predicted it would go below 40. Everybody laughed at Williams again. It did that. He's been overall very accurate with his sources. By the way, both sources known to yours truly, and now the public, of course, knows Ken Fromm, the former head of Atlantic Richfield, because he died last December. We can now reveal that source, but we can't reveal the other source. He said back in October, big giant conflict and destabilization and wars in the Middle East, but that would then lead to China. Watch China. It's the big one. But that was put out into 2012. And now we've got the news today. China warns U.S. to keep out of South China Sea dispute. Associated Press. Italy breaks ranks of her NATO Libya mission. We're going to be breaking that down with Lindsey Williams coming up in the next hour, and we'll open the phones up, of course, for Lindsey. But the toll-free number to join us now is 800-259-9231. Now, ITN is big international mainline television, but they've now put out a correction that they mistranslated the Chinese reports, because the headlines, hologram experiment in China, and it's the fog so bad that you see buildings sticking up and things, and people saying looks like a hologram, but it isn't. But the point is that they have done hologram tests in China. They have done hologram tests here. Those are partially declassified. They've done them in Japan. And it's admitted that Hollywood wants to move to full hologram productions, that they've had the technology for a long time. There's just a great expense in putting it in. But the big places this has been accepted are South Korea and Japan. And I actually we have a clip here of a packed arena in Japan. We'll get this linked up on Infowars.com or PrismaPod.com in this article, China Mirage City Hologram or Project Bluebeam. I'm going to get an update on that and have this video that Jaron found posted there. We'll turn the audio up for radio listeners. But I mean, watching this video, you cannot even tell that those are holograms. You know, they are three-dimensional. You can see them from all sides. Because in a moment they cut to side shots, and this is from Japan where this is going on. And so that's the future of film and media, or at least the future they're trying to push us into. And the big boys want this because the expense of the systems will put this out of reach of the general public, and so still you'll have to, you know, have big corporations that are able to fund all of this and then charge high prices for people to be able to get this media. But still, they've had 3D television for years. The problem is so many people get nauseous from it because it's a different type of technology than the old-fashioned stuff that they're using in the theaters. But I've now digressed with that report. But here is some of the other news I've got, simply because it ties into the overall globalist austerity strategy and the foreign banking takeover of our country, and it ties into Rick Perry. Citi may look at bite-sized fixes for I-35. Three separate rounds in Texas, they tried to hand over 8,000 miles of Texas roads to foreign companies based in Australia and Spain. And it turned out there were insider deals, that the roads were already paid for, that the Texas budget actually has plenty of money for roads because of the gas taxes and other taxes. But they sell this hoax that there's not enough money, when really it's just handing over the infrastructure. In the case of Texas, we're not even bankrupt like many other states. It's just they're trying to hand it over. And under federal and state law, it's illegal to put toll roads on existing roads. So what they do is they restripe the lanes and claim that that's a new road, and then put toll roads in. And I-35 is the busiest stretch of road in the United States from Dallas to San Antonio. And the busiest area on that area, that sector, is Austin, Texas. It basically, from about 4:30 until 6:30 at night, is a parking lot. And they built all these new taxpayer roads that are toll roads that you drive down and almost no one's using them because on top of the gas prices, they can't afford it. They're already paying for the road. Now they're going to take part of I-35, shut down the entrance ramps and exit ramps, most of them. And I heard local radio today promoting it as if it would fix our problems. This has been done in other parts of the country. They're going to take the three-lane road that's the busiest in the country that they never expand. And they're going to restripe it and take one of the lanes at least, or perhaps two, and turn it into bus lanes. Well, we're already set up as a sprawling system. People already live in the suburbs. Folks can't get to the bus with their car from a bus to then ride a bus on this new lane. But don't worry, you can still drive your car. It's just going to be an expensive toll road. And it's just pure profiteering, pure mafia takeover. And when they announced 2 years ago, NAFTA Superhighway, Texas Transit Corridor dead, when they announced that it was dead, in Texas. In the AP article at the bottom, it said, well, they're just now going to do it piecemeal and not call it the Trans-Texas Corridor. Now, first, going back 5 years ago, we played these clips here, CNN and MSNBC actually got up and said things like, Ron Paul is insane. He is imagining an imaginary Trans-Texas Corridor. Billboards were up. Texans all saw this. It didn't make sense. The toll roads were going in. And I played the clips here where they were talking to the other 49 states, and they said, there's no NAFTA superhighway. There's no Trans-Texas Corridor. There's no toll roads coming. That's a military tactic. As they march on your emplacements, firing at you, they'll have bullhorns going, saying, we're not assaulting. Come out with your hands up. And in many wars, it's been shown, people will come out and actually be shot because they're panicking as the advancing army comes. They want to believe they've got a way out. So they'll go ahead and just stand up. They'll go ahead and stand up and be shot. They'll run towards the machine guns. Same thing at Waco. You know, they were sitting there shooting the Davidians as they came out from behind the tanks on the flare footage. They were saying, not an assault. Come out. We are your friends. Come out with your hands up. And they would come out and be shot. So it's and then the flare footage got released showing the troops behind the tanks. You know, black and white footage from the FLIR, from the FBI's own plane. And they're shooting, and you see the people falling. And they said, those little Christmas tree things off the end of guns, those are flashes from debris on the ground. I mean, you see guys piling out of the backs of the tanks in classic infantry maneuver. You see them aiming. You see them shooting. And it's like, oh, no, that's a mirage on the video tape. So the point is that more and more reality is just bleeding into fantasy as they force feed all of this. And it says, thinking big, notice how this Ben Weir wrote this piece, propagandist, just to make the whole thing sound great. Oh, it's bite-sized. It's little. Don't worry about it. Thinking big about Interstate 35 over the past two decades has mostly led to canceled studies and ignored proposals rather than action. Oh, see. And they always say, you wouldn't let us turn into toll roads, so that's why it's so screwed up. And they say, oh, because of electric cars, there's not enough money in the gas tax. When actually, gas tax revenues in every state are off the chart. Same thing federal. Every year we use millions of barrels more. But they don't care. They don't care. They don't care that most states have plenty of money in their highway fund. They tell you there's not enough money. We got to put toll roads on it. And by the way, a foreign company is going to restripe the road, and so they get to have it for 25 years now. But you're still also going to pay for the upkeep, but they just get all the money. How's that sound? The Austin City Council on Thursday will consider paying Parsons Brinckerhoff America, Inc. up to $1 million to produce a list of short-term, mid-term, and long-term recommendations for improving traffic flow on Austin's notoriously congested highway. And they go on with the proposals that are already out to shut down the entrance and exit ramps. And they do this all over the country. So you can't even get off in the city. And then it's a total snarl at the few places they let you get off and to turn it into a bus lane and toll road lane. And it just goes on from there. Oh, okay, I said I'd go to your calls. Here's some of the military news I'm going to break down with our guest, Lindsey Williams, when he comes on, because it ties into all this. Italy breaks ranks of her NATO Libya mission. Says that they want a ceasefire and end of hostilities. Here's another one. Kerry McKay introduced resolution to legitimize invasion of Libya. We told you that ground war is on. Biggest Marine Corps amphibious landing drill to take place on the East Coast and multi-states coming up. We're breaking that down. No troop withdrawal in Afghanistan. It's all smoke and mirrors by Obama claiming they're about to have a troop withdrawal. They're just going to pull out some and then put in more. Scores of U.S. airstrikes in Libya in the last few days. We're going to be going over that. Also, Turkish actions designed to trigger NATO, confrontation with Syria. Another report here, the destabilization of Syria and the broader Middle East war. That is all coming up. But right now, let's go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Ben in Tennessee. Ben, thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Kudos. Got a couple of things. One question for Lindsey Williams. One thing I saw on Drudge this morning, I'm sure you probably saw, seen it as well, where the FBI is now shutting down websites and they're just doing it right out in the open. It's, you know, they've been doing this now for a while. But
well, they're not just shutting down websites. They will shut down entire telecommunications data centers with some of the biggest sites in the country. And then they will prosecute data centers if one of a thousand plus customers does something wrong, they claim. And no, this is the hacking up of the Internet as we know it, right as cybersecurity openly rolls out with the Pentagon in charge of it.
Right. And then the other thing I wanted to let you know, this is kind of some inside intel because my dad's in the banking industry, and they're basically bringing austerity measures into some of these. He works for one of the largest domestic banks here in America, and they're basically in the next 12 to 24 months are going to be bringing in austerity measures on the workers in the banks by slashing their benefits, slashing their hourly work weeks. Things of that nature. There's a white paper that he got yesterday that's just really astonishing what they're going to be doing. But my question for Lindsey Williams later is I just wanted to get his take on how King Abdullah in Saudi Arabia, I think he doled out, what, $137 billion to the public to keep him from rioting and things of that nature. And I wanted to see what Lindsey's take on what the next dominoes basically they're going to be.
Sure. Well, Lindsey's sources were accurate in saying, and this is before all this started, that they would try to overthrow Saudi Arabia, and that Saudi Arabia was also on the target list. And we've now seen that, and we've seen Saudi Arabia run to China and run to Russia, and. We also, speaking of the Internet, we see the big announcements. Oh, DARPA's built a new Internet to test cyber attacks on, and also so activists worldwide can't be shut down by their governments. Well, really, that's a two-way street. It's so they can shut down our Internet or other Internets, because globally, you know, they've got back doors, you know, into all these major computer systems where they can shut everything off, but the system, the establishment, still has their Internet communication. See, they get us all dependent on this technological grid, and then they can either curtail it, gatekeep it, or totally shut it off if they want and shut down global commerce anytime they want. It's a kill switch and a tracking system built into the very fabric of the Internet. I mean, this is a total full-spectrum dominance takeover, so I will bring that up to Lindsey Williams. Let's talk to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I tell you what, I got some news here. Since we had that staged Al-Qaeda situation here in Bowling Green, and I live in Louisville, actually, but they heard on the radio that now this Kentucky State Police wants to do safety checks on trucks. Oh, no, there goes the Fourth Amendment. I'm getting so fed up with this. This is so disgusting. This is to try to end our free right to travel.
Well, as if they're going to stop terrorists, if the terrorists even existed and weren't provocateur 9 times out of 10, as if it would even protect us. Somehow, I mean, if they attack malls, then do we put body scanners in malls? Yes, they're saying do that preemptively. Then will they attack the parking lot? Do we put a checkpoint in the parking lot? Then do we put one on the highway? You can't stop somebody who wants to go out and do violence preemptively. All you can do is have an armed population to respond to the tower shooter or somebody going into a school or whatever the case is.
Right, an armed society is the way to do it, but it's just all this mass conditioning. I mean, there's people are so docile.
That's because they're getting ready for a new giant world war. They'll claim that the foreign terrorists have shut down the web to shut down our communications. This is all being done to blow out the economy and consolidate it, and on the ashes of it, announce the world government, which they've already started to announce, that you pay your carbon taxes to. It is total global domination against every sovereign nation, but more importantly, against the family and the individual. It is a scientific assault on humanity. I appreciate your call. And that's in the establishment's own words. We're all under attack. They attack us all through the water, through the GMO food, through the economic system. We're going to go to break, come back with Peter, Tom, Ja, Rand, and others. We'll get to Williams 8 after next hour. We got two more segments of your calls coming up. But here's a great report from Washington Blog up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Fear of terror makes people stupid. And he breaks down the fact that the National Safety Council and he's got links to it, has gone over the statistics. You know, this is a horse, dead horse I beat quite a lot, but folks still aren't aware of this, that in the real world, this is what's killing you. You are 17,600 times more likely to die from heart disease than from terror attack. You are 12,571 times more likely to die from cancer than from a terrorist attack. You're 11,000 plus times more likely to die from an airplane accident than from a terrorist plot involving an airplane. You are 1,048 times more likely to die from a car accident than from a terror attack. You are 404 times more likely to die from a fall than from a terror attack. That means in the bathtub. You are 87 times more likely to drown than die in a terrorist attack. You were 13 times more likely to die in a railway accident than from a terrorist attack. You were 12 times more likely to die from an accidental suffocation in bed. Oh, you heard me right. Than from a terror attack. 12 times. Oh, my gosh. We need a TSA agent over every bed at night. Well, I shouldn't joke. All over Europe and the U.S. they're proposing AI cameras that watch you in bed in case there's a fire or a break-in or you're suffocating. Or 20-plus families when they have in Europe, in England every year, have cameras watching them when they have babies. You are inside the home for the first few months to make sure they're not bad parents. Preemptively guilty until proven innocent. You're 9 times more likely to choke to death from your own vomit than die in a terror attack. I'm going to genuinely come back.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has 3 different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Look, even if you like to get scared of Al Qaeda and its fun to hate the Muslims, and it's kind of a pastime and enjoyable to eat popcorn and get scared and kind of a quasi-reality-based horror drama like Fox News. I mean, even if you like watching theater shows, entertainment shows like that, you have to admit this is all being used to take your liberties, take your freedoms, trample on you. Has nothing to do with keeping you safe. I mean, let's just say Al-Qaeda is real and it's this deadly threat that you have a better chance of dying from a honeybee sting, and it's fun to wriggle around the floor and shake in fear. Our entire free society is going bye-bye, is being butchered, demolitioned in front of us every day, and with it, total tyranny is coming in. Depression, government lies about unemployment and inflation. I mean, we've seen this throughout history, and now it's happening again. But finishing up, you're 17,600 times more likely to die from heart disease than from a terror attack. You're 9 times more likely to choke to death from your own vomit than die in a terror attack. You were 8 times more likely to be killed by a police officer than by a terrorist. You were 8 times more likely to die from accidental electrocution than from a terror attack. You're 6 times more likely to die from hot water than from a terror attack. And, of course, you're many times, they don't have this number here, but you can go look it up. I think it's 4 times more likely to die in a sporting accident, just in the sport of football, counting high school, little league, and the college and professional. But it doesn't matter, because it's fun to get scared. And so, hey, you don't want private property, Second Amendment? If the fetish of listening to neocon talk radio and talking, 50 hours out of the week about how evil Muslims are, then knock yourselves out, folks. By the way, Al-Qaeda is openly working for the West against Gaddafi on record, and they're putting the Al-Qaeda-based Muslim Brotherhood in power in Egypt. They just had a new poll out that they like bin Laden better than Obama, and you're like, why are they doing that? Because they got to have an enemy. It's full-spectrum dominance. See, it's global banks that run our military that sit on top of us and move the Al-Qaeda chess piece around wherever they want to invade. It's like corrupt cops pulling you over if they want your car or your house and coming into your house that you wouldn't sell and saying, oh, we found cocaine, look here. Oh, we found a bin Laden in your country. We found an Al-Qaeda. We found him right here. We're taking it. We're taking it. And it doesn't matter, though. The government's good. I know. By the way, it's being reported post office suspends retirement contributions. The financially troubled post office is suspending its employer contribution to the federal employee retirement system. The agency said Wednesday it was acting to conserve cash as it continues to lose money. It was $8 billion in the red last year because of the combined effects of the recession. And so basically what's happening now is they're just not going to, quote, match the money you put in. I guess they're just going to take the money out of your check and you'll never get it because you're never getting any of it. Oh, they're going to get you to riot as government employees later and push for total taxes and austerity on everybody else to get maybe 10-20% of it. That's how they keep you hostage. They mix all the public and private investments and retirement funds into the derivatives, destroy that, and then say, now you got to give us whatever we want or you'll never get anything. The move underscores the need for Congress to make bold, quick, and substantive reforms to the Postal Service. And, of course, those reforms will be taking your pension funds that you paid for. But they've sold it to the media. You don't deserve it. And they're announcing in Europe and moving towards it in the U.S. to go after totally private pension funds. The government's going to take them over to protect them and take part of it, of course. But, hey, government wouldn't hurt us. After all, 11 years ago, they started taking in all the veterans' death benefits. But hey, if you don't agree with that, you're with Al-Qaeda. All right? We'll be right back with more of your phone calls at Lindsey Williams, Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.